Wail al-Ramadan from Iraq's southern city of Basra inherited his love, skills and respect for calligraphy from his father. Now he has been practicing Arabic writing for more than 30 years.
Since I was a child, I used to sit next to my father to watch him draw letters and words. I fell in love with this profession and tried to imitate him.
His paintings sell in Iraq and abroad with prices for a single work of up to $1,500. It's not enough to provide a steady or secure income, but Wail says he won't give up now. It's part of his father's, and his country's heritage.
Some people neglected it and moved to other careers, saying that calligraphy won't earn them a living, so they took a different direction. I am here and will stay here, if only for the sake of my principles.
Arabic calligraphy is considered by UNESCO to be part of the intangible heritage of humanity. But as Iraqi calligraphers strive with passion to revive the art, they're worried that a lack of state support and interest could lead to its decay. Ala Saleh, a member of Iraq's Calligraphers Association, has turned his business to printing. He says, unlike other types of evolving fine arts, calligraphy has had the same set of artistic rules for centuries.
People's taste has changed with time. They've become more into swift and dynamic products, which has become a mainstream. Calligraphy is now a luxury. It usually takes time and effort.
It's intricate, delicate work, taking patience and time. But the finished work can be dazzling, delightful. And despite the challenges the craft is facing, it's what motivates Wail al-Ramadan to continue. Mahmoud Abdul Wahid, Al Jazeera, Baghdad.